Dozens of students protesting against the war in Gaza occupied a building on Columbia University's campus last night. That was after students were given a deadline yesterday to disband their on-campus protest encampment or face suspension. The demonstrations at Columbia are just one of many campus protests over Israel's war in Gaza that continue to spread nationwide. In some cases, police have used tasers and pepper balls to control crowds, but not every school has chosen to involve the police, NPR's Meg Anderson reports.
Police arrested dozens more pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Texas at Austin yesterday after they refused to leave an encampment. It was the second wave of arrests there in a week. The students there and at other schools want their universities to divest from companies that do business with Israel. The scene at UT Austin grew tense as campus police and state troopers deployed a chemical irritant to control the crowd. While some students dispersed, others were seen blocking police vans and resisting arrest.
We are being peaceful! You are being violent!
We are being peaceful!
You are being violent!
UT Austin said in a statement following the arrests, it took swift action to preserve a safe learning environment. Clashes with law enforcement have escalated on other campuses. At Emory University, police recently used pepper balls to control what they described as unruly protesters throwing bottles. There have been hundreds of arrests on campuses around the country. Other universities like MIT have taken a more hands-off approach. Police there are just keeping an eye on things. Northwestern University just reached an agreement with students, hammering out the terms of demonstrations on that campus. They also agreed to end the encampments there. Columbia first sent police to quell protests, then this week began suspending students for refusing to leave encampments. Those responses vary partly because schools can set their own ground rules.
Nowhere on a public or private college campus are encampments going to be allowed.
Alex Morey is with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
If I were a college administrator and there was an encampment on my campus and it was not causing disruption, you know, you may as well let it lie, right? If you're going to cause more disruption by removing it, but they do have the right to remove it if they choose to do so.
At the University of California, Berkeley, Assistant Vice Chancellor Dan Mogiloff says their policy is to avoid police involvement unless it's absolutely necessary.
Every action has a reaction, and sometimes the reaction is antithetical to what your goals are. Law enforcement is an important resource, but it can also have unintended consequences.
He says the school is committed to both free speech and to keeping the university safe and functioning.
There can be a tension between those objectives, and the trick is to manage those inherent tensions. The right to freely express your perspective, but also the right to pursue your academic interests.
Other universities are trying to strike that same balance, but it's hard. Jewish students at several universities have reported feeling unsafe. So have pro-Palestinian protesters. David Cole with the American Civil Liberties Union says colleges have to intervene if there's violence or targeted threats of violence. But short of that,
it is ultimately an exercise of discretion, but each college has to make, you know, the decision as best they can under the circumstances.
Cole says schools may also face pressure from politicians and donors to respond harshly. At Columbia, hundreds of alumni signed onto a statement this week demanding the school remove all illegal encampments and strongly discipline students who engage in threats and hate speech. But Cole says sometimes pressure can backfire.
History demonstrates that if you try to suppress protests, you will only strengthen the side that you are seeking to vanquish.
In the meantime, officials will continue grappling with safety concerns as the school year ends and graduation season gets underway. The University of Michigan is enlisting volunteers to be part of special response teams aimed at preventing protest-related disruptions during commencement ceremonies. And the University of Southern California announced it's canceling its ceremony altogether. Meg Anderson, NPR News.